Shalom. This is a very famous Igeres of Chazon Ish, and it's something that deals with a question. It's Igeres Hey Amud Lamed. It's a question that deals with having the chance to go to yeshiva immediately versus getting a better long-term solution. The person had the following question. He can go to yeshiva for a year and he doesn't know what's going to be afterwards, or he can get into a frum kibbutz at this point, which means that he's now assured to be in a frum area. That was the question. Ritzayna levaya emdasi b'nogeh l'pisna shayla shalcha imlam shalcha idlimut shana alikonis kibbutz achshav. I want to try to tell you what I think about your question, whether to learn for a year or to get into a frum kibbutz now. The reason for doing the second one is that you're now sure you're in a frum environment. Then the kibbutz is not open to take you after a year. But omnam, he says, al daiti, my feeling is shein dava ba'olam asher erko yishvel l'shalom mechir l'mirateira shana. There's nothing in the world worth paying a year of learning with. You don't leave Torah now because of thinking what will be afterwards. Because you're so close to me, I didn't want to hurt your feelings. But I was afraid that you would think that I agree to your leaving on way to kibbutz. So I felt I needed to. In other words, this person had made up his mind to go to kibbutz. The Chazon Ish didn't want to say anything because he didn't think the person would listen to him or he'd feel like upset. But the Chazon Ish said, I don't want you to think that I agree with it. Let's talk a little bit about this. So he wishes him that he has the right eitzah. Let's talk a little bit about two of the points that come up in this Chazon Ish about learning. And I think it's important to sort of get a sense of where's he coming from, why, what's his reason, what's his logic. So there's two points that come up. First of all, if the question was mitzvahs, for instance, let's give an example. You have the chance to get a pair of tefillin right now that are... That are not as good as film that you get in a year from now, and all sorts of shikulim like that. We're talking about things that are equal, and there's what to talk about. But learning creates a change in a person, that the person will be a different person. And if he learns now for a year, in a year from now, he's going to be very, very different. And in a year from now, he will qualitatively be a different person. What you lose by not learning in this period of your life, for the year or whatever it is, there's no way you can make it up. So he's saying that, on the one hand, learning in itself is a value more than just keeping mitzvahs. I want to explain this a second, because this is a mistake that we grew up with. We've learned this knowledge sure also. We tend to think that the reason to go to yeshiva is so that you be a shomer Torah and mitzvahs the rest of your life. It's definitely, we would like a person to be a shomer Torah and mitzvahs the rest of their life. It'll happen because the person becomes a different person. And not to have that chance of growing and learning is a very, very, that's not right. So that's one point, I think, that's inherent in what he's saying. The second thing, I think, is every type of learning requires a certain level of bitachon. And it's always a very delicate balance. In other words, somebody, Lamashal, is, he has a chance to go to college now, get a career, is pushing off a year is a problem. So every learning, by the fact that you're taking time and you're not pursuing your career, you are playing with your ability to make a living in the future with some nature like that. And it always requires a level of bitachon. It says in the Gemara that Torah was given only to Ochlei Man, which means that only people who have a certain level of bitachon learn. Can we extrapolate that bitachon to not working for the rest of your life and sitting on the Kron Kolo? No, that's a very, very big madreika. But every little bit of learning requires some element of bitachon. And it's important to make that measure. It'll be nagea in the future. A person is working. And if he takes off, someone asked me a shaila. He got his grades for medical school. He got his grades. He took his MCATs. He has now like a year left doing nothing. He can take some courses which will increase his chances of getting into medical school by some percentage, or sit and learn. So I told him, I can't evaluate because I don't know the metzias. But there's always room to keep doing more and more things for ishtadlus. So take another course, volunteer for something, doing EMT stuff, this, that. Torah requires a certain level of bitachon. What's appropriate, you know, so a person has to make a cheshbon. I'm holding my distaif, but there'll always be an issue of some type of shortcoming. I want to hear another area where it's nagea. You make a yeshiva in a town. You'll be in a community. There'll be a yeshiva there. No yeshiva starts as the result of a surplus of cash. Because there's no metzias where a guy says, okay, I need $1 million for yeshiva. I have $1.2 million. I think that's enough. And I'll make a yeshiva. It doesn't work like that. It's very prudent to do that when you're buying a car or when you have a house, to make sure you have a better situation and so on. When you build a yeshiva, but to build a yeshiva with no money, that's a direct of bitachon that none of us are holding, and it's suicidal and it's wrong to do it. So it needs to be a matzav where you have, let's say, $800,000, and you say, $200,000, I'm going to have to work, it's going to come in for somebody, but there's a certain need of bitachon that's needed for it. Torah is something that's really beyond this world, it needs that level of bitachon. So that's what the Chazon Ish is telling you. Okay, the next letter. And again, a lot of these letters are important because of what they say. A lot of these letters are important because of the way he says them, his feelings. You're sharing the personal feelings of a giant. And in that sense, they're important. Vav, Achir Dishu Shlomo. Tanan Per Gimel De Avis, it says, Chaviv Adam Shem Betzalem, Chibi Yaseir Nadasa Shem Betzalem. He says, a person has there's a chiba for a person that he was created Betzalem, and there's a greater chiba that he was taught. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, I want to tell you who you are and what you have. So basically, the Chazon Ish is using that as a preface. I want to tell you some feelings that I think sharing these feelings are important and right. Ritzayne bezala davar tevis atzmi. I want to share something with you that's my favorite. Something that I'm chiba yesera belibi shall beliba shall a nefesh amela b'teira. There's an extraordinary chiba in the heart of someone who himself works hard on learning. Lezeh hayochid. To the Yechidim that choose Torah. And so understand, he says, I have very special feelings towards the people that sit and learn. So understanding that, you'll understand, as Goydel Simchasi Loitzcha Mamshik Limutcha, the Simchasim Chedes Nishos HaTorah. It's how happy I am to hear that you continue to learn. But and how unhappy I get when I hear that you're not learning. It's my own selfish love that pushes me to reveal this to you. So maybe you'll feel inclined to make me feel good. So it's a very fascinating, Chazon Ish writes it. And again, the Chazon Ish is to get this guy to learn. He's telling him, I want to tell you something. I have a selfish request to make. I have tremendously positive feelings towards somebody who sits and learns. And I want to ask you, as a personal favor, to keep radiating those positive feelings towards me. So that's just the way he writes it. The way, in other words, he felt that for this person, telling him what he ought to do is not good, and this person is not going to respond well. And the way he dresses it up with the chen that the Chazon Ish has, like, you know, it's something that makes me feel good. Do me a favor, make me feel good. That's the way he writes it. There's something about Zayin. One more letter. Sholem Kirshlechia. Im teva ha'adam Because human nature is to like things that are clear and to be annoyed and upset with things that are they're obfuscated, they're not clear. It's just like when we and parenthetically, this is not what he's talking about, but I would like to one of the reasons when learning goes bad is if you hear a shir or learn a gemara and it's not clear, your mind rebels against having anything to do with it, and it becomes a vicious circle. So you don't like learning, you don't like this, and so on. Getting clarity in what you're learning is usually synonymous with enjoying it. So he says a person's nature is to enjoy things that are clear and to be annoyed with things that are obfuscated. He says it's what drives a person to take every solid body and to analyze it in its components so that the seichel can study it and understand all the chachma that's in it. Let's describe what he means, just because it's such a wise point. What drives a kid, to take the toy car and take it apart? Or in my days, a toy radio. Today, everything is printed, it's chips. You can't take apart a chip. But in my days, a radio could be taken apart. You had tubes, you had chassis, you had the power supply. You could take it apart. What's the drive? People like to dissect different animals. People like to read analysis. Because the way every atom has the particles and the energy that holds it together. Every compounded body, has the different elements and the chachma and how it's together. Let's give an example. Imagine somebody bakes a cake that's very good. You want to know what are the components of it, not only because you want to make it, but this and this type of flour together with this type of fat is what gives it its crunchy, its chewy, its gooey a flavor. And this is this. I want to know, bacteria live on people. Sometimes they kill people, sometimes they don't kill people. What is it, bacteria? How does it work? How does it interact with the body? It allows me, every element in the Bria has so much chachma locking it together. And because a person wants to understand, a person works very hard at understanding it. One. So he says, therefore, I would like to discuss and analyze another thing that looks like a gush, and each and every, take apart every element. I want to look at the different strata of generations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria. The Amr Chazal, Shehera HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Marishin Dor Dor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shora L'Marishin each generation. Mize yesh lanu ishro l'mitzi usal shal shem dor. V'guf mutzak shal prokim. V'chol ish hu evim evir ha-guf. Chayim chayim yishutim shalom tefes. This is a remarkable point here. He says, Chazal told us that there's a concept of a generation. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at an entire generation as an entity, as a mitzias with the atzma. It's not just we happen to live in the same tkufa. There's a tkufa, dor hashmad, dor deya, dor hamidbar, dor haflaga. Herala adam dor. Every generation has its neshama, what it's about, what ruchnis it has, what nisyonis it has, what people consist of it. He says, and each generation also, it's a body that has different elements. V'chol ishu eva mevri aguf. And every person is one of its limbs. Chayim chayim neshutav shalom tefes. That together with generation lives in with one neshama. I want to talk about this. We have tkufis, for instance, in the 1700s and later 1700s, we had revolutions, and it was a generation of upheaval. The 60s. So there's an neshama for a generation. In other words, every tkufa has its neshama. What are the feelings, the ruach, the aspirations, all of these things of each generation? And each person is one of the limbs of that generation who shares that neshama. B'chayim ha'protim shel ha'adam terem yikonsu l'lishka m'shutefes. In every person's own life, ritzoni lefareit es emdosim yonim l'rushal olam. I would like to try and to spell out certain things that I think are omed v'rumah shel olam. You know, most important things. Mishuchnani. I am convinced. Ki ha'olam sasam kechida. Hashem is galgam es hashanim. The world is a closed riddle that we spend a few years in it. Hu nivra mikoach safon she'ef shalitzo liyitzur la'sigoy. There's something, there's a hidden koach that no one could figure out. V'chiyesh koach nevui hakosha nimen be'nishmas odom l'ritzoynish la'mamtzi. And there are certain threads of nevuah that attach a person to the desire and to the will of the Creator. V'chi hoyuzmanim smeichu me'irus deris mazhirin shezoch lekach. And there were generations that were fortunate to have that feeling. In other words, the whole generation was very tied. There was a strong sense of neshama. Just like our body sometimes is in tune with our neshama, and we feel good about that which is good, feel bad which is good. There are neshamas that are in tune with it. And the humanity will go back to that matzav. V'beintayim shalachayim zochu l'shlaus ha'deiris ha'sfurim hu she'shir ha'tarish v'yadeinu v'chuz ha'kal v'asur ruach. And what we have left in terms of a life force is just remnants of that great life force. So he says basically, we all are elements of a big entity called our generation. The neshama of the generation is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and how strongly we're tied to it or how weakly is what determines who we are, what we are, how much we thrive with it and how much not. Ubiyosi eva shel haguf, and he says, being I am one of the limbs of that body, koyevli kol pega she'ech nevar chayim tov. So I also feel someone else is hurt. Just like if any part of the body that's not well, everything else becomes not well. If the kidney's not functioning, everything else doesn't function. If I can't walk around, then it affects everything. So he says, my feeling to you is has that sense that I'm misorer to your pain and hurt. Minekudas regesh kodesh eskeres, because coming from that point of kedusha that I feel tied to this great neshama, I'm turning you and telling you, kilam rochel nefkashim choma olam, even I never met you, nafshi kshurei lecha l'shema oizen l'eshku lecha, my neshama is tied to you l'shema oizen koy yoma shenakul l'mutayra. He said, I feel close to you because you told me there were days and times in your life when you felt turned on by learning, and you were endowed with a feeling of kedusha in a way that was unusual. So I like you and I feel close to you because of what you told me about yourself. But ma'od yichav libi, but it hurts me l'shema oizen to hear ki ruach ivim pizra avak al derkecha, that a wind blew dust on your road, on your path, v'ulay al afapecha, and maybe even on your eyes. In other words, it has blinded you to the truth. Kimuvan ein li atzdak l'atel chayves al merkevi. I don't have a right to ask you to do something to stop my pain. but I thought that you would be upset if I didn't tell it to you. With love, I would wait for your answer. So he's writing to somebody and he's saying, listen, I never met you before, but you write a letter about how you used to like to learn and be into learning and into Kedusha and so on and so forth. It made me feel very positive about you. And then when you tell me that you no longer, things have just dissipated and you're sort of no longer there, it hurts me terribly. And like before, in the letter before, he also adds, he says, I don't have the right to impose on you my feelings, but I thought that you would want to know, and you would be upset if I didn't share it with you, and so on. So again, you see in the Chazon Ish, first of all, the first half of the letter, the understanding how each, taking apart the elements, understanding the commonality, is understanding how a thing works. That's incredible. It's a Chazon Ish. This is a Chazon Ish. Just everything that he looked at was like that. He tried to take apart the elements that make up the whole. The fact that this yisoid of reyus of after kamocha is we're all organs of a common organism, and each and every one of us there's an overlapping of our relationship. The fact is, and then he turns to him on a specific level and he says, you wrote to me that you were once connected to learning, and that makes me feel connected to you. And now you wrote to me that it's sort of disappearing, and that makes me feel very, very sad. That was a Chazon Ish. Tremendous ava for learning, and tremendous ava for people that are learning, feeling that we share a common neshama, and a sadness for people that have left it, basically. Okay, we'll hold it here.